For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A former CIA director is mulling possible legal action to stop President Trump from stripping security clearances from other officials. With President Trump ordering his security clearance pulled, and with more of the same threatened against other ex-officials who are now critical of the president, perhaps the most critical of those ex-officials, former CIA chief John Brennan, is not inclined to let up.
I am going to do whatever I can personally to try to prevent these abuses in the future. And if it means going to court, I will do that.
Brennan is now a regular contributor to NBC on the show Meet the Press.
I have been contacted by a number of lawyers about the basis for a complaint, an injunction, to try to prevent him from doing this in the future.
The president said he revoked the clearance because Brennan made unfounded remarks about the administration. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A former CIA director is mulling possible legal action to stop President Trump from stripping security clearances from other officials. With President Trump ordering his security clearance pulled, and with more of the same threatened against other ex-officials who are now critical of the president, perhaps the most critical of those ex-officials, former CIA chief John Brennan, is not inclined to let up.
I am going to do whatever I can personally to try to prevent these abuses in the future. And if it means going to court, I will do that.
Brennan is now a regular contributor to NBC on the show Meet the Press.
I have been contacted by a number of lawyers about the basis for a complaint, an injunction, to try to prevent him from doing this in the future.
The president said he revoked the clearance because Brennan made unfounded remarks about the administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Pyongyang has been pushing for an end to the decades-long Korean War. National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week that Kim Jong-un needs to continue the denuclearization process.
I think it's important that they demonstrate seriousness. President Trump believes very strongly. He talks about it frequently, that the North Koreans have not tested ballistic missiles or nuclear weapons recently, that they've given back the remains of over 50 American service members, trying to identify who they are at this point.
Hundreds of Koreans will participate this week in brief reunions with relatives most haven't seen since the Korean War began. Crazy, rich, and a big winner at the box office.
So your family is rich?
We're comfortable.
That is exactly what a super rich person would say.
The much-anticipated movie Crazy Rich Asians was number one this weekend, earning over $25 million. The Meg was second, and Mile 22 was third. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The search for people missing after a massive bridge collapsed in Italy last week is officially over. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Three bodies found late Saturday in the rubble in the city of Genoa, bringing the official death toll to 43. A 600-foot section of the bridge collapsing last Tuesday, sending 40 vehicles plummeting more than 160 feet. Nine people are still hospitalized, four of them in critical condition. The company that operated the toll...